And I said to them, when I tell them, I say, hey, after run off for a minute, I'll be gone X number of minutes or X number of hours, whatever. Mm-hmm. I say, hey, don't open this door unless it's grandma, granddaddy. I say, your daddy can come by and visit you. I say, well, other than that, I don't want our daughter with no goddamn body putting a foot in this house. And that's just it. And that's just the way he carried that off. He's like, you're not going to come in there carrying on any kind of way. Because he's 5'5", 4'4". And if you don't want to see him, you swear he's about 10'10".
Yeah, it was strange. Well, especially in my job, you know, I have to go into a city that I've never been to. I have to go up to blacks or, you know, blacks or whites, you know, have them, you know, try to explain this project, you know.
See, but you're in a situation sometimes you start to get high to cursed out by some.
Shot at, too.
Yeah, you see.
Well, I walked in there, you know, it was cool, you know, like, yeah, we can help you out, sure. Mm-hmm. I said, wow, great.
You know, our office is known to be very helpful in, you know, community-wise, state-wise, city, local, whatever. You know, if it's helping a worthy cause, mm-hmm. educational, profitable, non-profitable organization, whatever, that's what we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And he has one of the best setup in the state of Florida. You go to Miami, like when I was going to Miami, trying to find a job, because I was trying to move, you know, get away. Just recently divorced. I went to several people, you know, in a particular field, in the line of work that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them, you know, where I was working. Yeah, Goosby got that office together, you know. His nickname is Goosby. And he always liked for you to refer to him as Goosby. Oh, he has that office together, you know. He'll talk you to death, boy. But he has that office together. He don't have no, you know, going on, which is true. And I can't blame the man for carrying that office like that, you know. And even with the girls, the females, he's very complimentary to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he always has something nice to say, you know. And he backs him up. And this is what, you know, us females, we always got to have that, you know, that little extra boosting every now and then. You know, the little pat on the back every now and then. Well, he will chop on your tail in a hurry if you do wrong. And no qualms about it.
Yeah.
See, and he don't care how long he's known you. He will chop on your tail if you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I can respect this in him. Because it's constructive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not no hand-picking, you know, penny and stuff like that. It's constructive criticism whenever it comes from him. And also from Mr. And I can appreciate that. I really can. Okay, next question.
Okay, what would you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
You mean the name that is given to him?
Well, more like the power or that little...
And what you know is who you know.
Yeah.
Are you referring to a name that's given to a black or the name that's given to a white?
Well, both.
When a black is in a situation like that, they refer to him as either Uncle Tom or either as Oreo. Chocolate on the outside but white on the inside. You see what I'm saying? But not all the time that's the case. What happened?
No, I was just writing that down.
Oh.
As a noun, as a, you know, as opposed to, so what we're looking for is political influence. Okay, someone who has political influence. That's more of a, you know, like an intangible thing. This is more of a noun.